Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson I just read from Luke chapter 12. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, those written notes can be found in the middle of page 3 in your bulletin. Today's gospel lesson from Luke chapter 12 is actually a continuation of last week's gospel lesson, also from Luke chapter 12. And the sermon this morning, likewise, in some respects, is a continuation of last week's sermon. Last week, you may recall that Jesus was asked to settle an inheritance question. And in response to that, he told the parable of the rich fool. And Jesus warned against covetousness and against a focus of life on acquiring things. Last week, I asked the question, toward what is your life oriented? What is the focus of your life? What is more important? What is less important? Jesus said in last week's gospel lesson that we are called to be rich toward God, rich in terms of relationship with God, a relationship of depth and focus and blessing. The question, toward what is your life oriented, is a good question to revisit from time to time in life. It is easy for that orientation, that focus, to shift or change over time. When the answer is self, the outcomes are clear. When life is oriented toward oneself, one of two outcomes is almost guaranteed. Either, like that rich fool, we become preoccupied with the acquisition of stuff and measure our value and success in life by how much we accumulate, or, on the flip side, we will be fearful. We will be fearful because our focus on self, in that case, leads us to believe that making it in life is really up to me. To me, in the use of my resources and skills. And if we aren't super confident or even overconfident like that rich fool was, the result will be fear. Will I have enough? How will I support my family? How can I make it through this difficult time of challenge in my life? How will I deal with this illness that I am facing? What will happen down the road? What Jesus says in our gospel lesson this morning is difficult for us to do. In fact, it is impossible for us to do. Jesus says, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. Do not be worried. Fear not, little flock." These words of Jesus are incredibly challenging. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Not just some of the time or even most of the time, but all of the time. None of us can do that. Yet Jesus speaks beautiful words of promise and of hope to you and to me. Maybe the best way to say it is not that you and I will never worry or be anxious, but rather that you and I need not worry or be anxious. That's because Jesus says to you again this day, you are of great value. In our gospel lesson, Jesus says, "Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds?" You are valuable to God. You are precious to God. You are so valuable to God that Jesus died on the cross for you. Jesus laid down his life for you. He died for you and for your fears and worries and times of anxiety. He died for those times when you put the focus on yourself instead of looking to him, on your ability to figure it out, instead of trusting in God's constant and faithful provision. Jesus offers another reason not to worry or be anxious in our gospel lesson. Worrying is worthless. Worrying is worthless. It doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't lead to anything. It doesn't change anything. Jesus says, "Which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life?" Worrying and being anxious does not change the reality of a given situation. It doesn't make it any better. It isn't leading towards some ultimate solution. It is truly worthless and ineffective. Jesus saves his best promise and best reason not to worry or be anxious for the last verses of our gospel lesson. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." You've been given the kingdom. God has declared you to be his dear child. You are a part of God's flock by his grace. All the blessings of God's kingdom are yours. And God continues to do amazing things in your life and in the world around you as his kingdom continues to unfold. You are far more precious than birds or flowers or anything else that God sustains. The kingdom, with all its riches of God's grace, is yours. One final point. When our life is oriented toward God, then we can be generous with what God has entrusted to us. We need not then either clutch as much as we can to hold for ourselves on the one hand, or be fearful that God will not provide on the other. Focused on God and on the riches of his grace, we can view all that God has given to us as an opportunity to share and to love and to be Christ in the life of others. Then we can sell our possessions and give to the needy. Then we can support charitable causes that are worthwhile in our world. Then we can be a blessing by sharing from that which God has first given to us. Being free from worry and anxiety is not easy, not by a long shot. But Jesus says, "Look to me, focus on me, trust in me. Seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added to you." Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.